This is an Aero News Touch and Go with aviation headlines for January 20th. I'm Paul Plack. Haiti's main airport is humming constantly with arriving relief flights, and all appears to be going smoothly, at least in the air. Boeing has completed initial airworthiness testing on the 787 Dreamliner, which will enable more crew members to take part in flights and allow more airplanes to join the test program. The U.S. Sport Aviation Expo officially opens tomorrow, and B-Light Aircraft has brought two new legal ultralights, one tri-gear and one tail dragger, which make extensive use of carbon fiber. U.S. Airways let a man with drug-resistant tuberculosis board a domestic flight, despite his presence on the CDC's Do Not Board list. The European Union has signaled that widespread use of full-body scanners is coming at European airports. Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University is offering two aviation Ph.D. programs, the only ones of their kind in the U.S. They combine online courses with 3 6-day residences at physical campuses. Airbus has delivered its 6,000th aircraft. It's an A380 Super Jumbo, and the new owner is Emirates Air. One analyst is warning that European governments may actually allow the Airbus A400M transport to be canceled, and says it would threaten the entire European aerospace industry. And U.S. Airways Captain Chesley Sullenberger says of the year since the miracle on the Hudson, quote, "It's great to get so many Christmas cards," unquote. Find the full versions of these stories in our daily Aero briefing and in text form at aero-news.net. In today's Aero News special feature, ICAST President John Cudahy tells ANN's Jim Campbell what it will take to keep the airshow industry's 2009 success going in 2010. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.